Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church this fourth Sunday of Advent and our joy-filled impromptu Christmas pageant. A round of applause for our musicians this morning. Thank you. Just a few notes also about worship today. Our impromptu Christmas pageant will include children of all ages. So we are glad that you are here and everyone will have a chance to participate. Please do note the offertory today is during the prelude. So you may want to get ready for that. And we have a few other announcements, but also, as we celebrate this Christmas season, remember that our candlelight worship tomorrow will take place here, of course, at 7 p.m., and we hope to see you all there. All right, Frona, you're going to warm us up?
They're ready.
And a blessed morning to all of you and me. But the candlelight dinner's coming up. We have quite a few people coming. We are going to have fun. So if you have neighbors, good friends you'd like to welcome, Barb will be taking your money today and next week. So please, let's have a good time, and everybody here be healthy. Amen.
Amen. Chris.
Good morning, Chris Oman here on behalf of the worship team, again with another plug. We are going to be putting together the schedule of ushers and lay readers and all that good stuff in the next couple weeks. We try to get that out as accurately as possible, and we need your help. If you are changing your status in any way, please let myself or Kathy Coons know. Email, in person, there's a sign up on the kiosk. I don't see any names there, which means I'm assuming that everybody's good to go and keep serving in the next year. Let us know, find us in any way you can. The office will take the information in any number of ways, but please help us make the schedule as accurate as possible right out of the gate. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Just a reminder, we have our coffee house on January 12th starting at 6 o'clock. If you'd like to perform, there's a sign-up sheet on the kiosk. We hope to see you there.
Mary.
Good morning. In your bulletin, in the hospitality register outside of the sanctuary are these sort of cream-colored forms. These are surveys for getting your thoughts and words around the property development opportunity. We'll be having this survey open until Sunday, January, I think it's the 13th. So you've got several Sundays. We'd like for just members, if you're a visitor, we can talk to you, but this really is for members only. If you fill one out and a couple weeks later you decide you've had a different train of thought and you want to fill it out again, that's fine. We'll pull your first one out of the survey database and put the second one in. But generally speaking, we just want you to fill it out one time. There is a big green box outside. That's where the surveys go. Generally, it lives in the church office, but on Sundays we'll keep it in the hallway under the TV monitor. Thank you.
Jen.
Good morning. Just a quick plug. Youth group meets tonight. Junior highs will be caroling at Unity Cottages. Please meet here at 5:45, and pickup will be here at 8:30. Senior highs, it's ice cream and cards with Frona. Please meet at the church at 6, and you'll get picked up here at 8. Hope to see you there.
And now, friends, let us focus our energy, our hearts, our minds, our entire selves on the coming of the Christ child, the light and love, as we light the Advent wreath.
This Sunday, we celebrate God's way of love.
This candle reminds us of God's love born into the world.
This love is alive in us each day, too. Let this candle of Advent love shine in our hearts all week. Let us pray together. Dazzling God, fill us with your light. Bring your good news to life within us. In every corner of our hearts, come shine with your love.
Thank you.
So everyone in the congregation can sit except if you are a young person or very young at heart and are excited about Christmas. Come on up. Come on up. Hi, friends. Hi, friends. And parents, you are welcome to accompany your grandparents, your children, if you would like. But really, this is all about the joy, so we don't worry about the wiggles and giggles. We love them, don't we? Yes, and the crying. That happens, too. I know. We're gonna sing the song Away in a Manger at some point, and it says, no crying he makes. I don't buy it, not one bit. So Merry Christmas. Oh, wait. Almost. We're almost to Christmas. You guys getting excited? Good. Me too. 2 days. That's what the Santa in the front yard in my neighborhood says. 2 days. But do you know that today, I know we're so excited. Oh, and can I have you listen for a second? It'd be awesome. Okay, this many, show me how many. We are doing our this many, good job, Owen, this many annual impromptu Christmas pageant. So how we do this, it's really pretty easy. Under the tree, there are a lot of paper bags. Guess what's in them? Not groceries. I know, not groceries. That'd be awesome if they were. We could take them to my house. All right. So they are labeled, and if you need a parent or grandparent to help you read, go ahead and do that. Some of them are marked younger. If you're feeling young today, you're welcome to those. And there are some that say older. If you're feeling old today, you can, not the rest of you, just the children, can take one of those. But just so you know, if you take one of the ones that says older, it means that you're up front a lot more. So just kind of decide how you feel about that, okay? So, and also in the bags then are costumes that you'll get to put on. Do you know what else is in the bags? How did you guys know? Oh, that's right. You can see them sticking out. And it's the second annual. And you know that my favorite thing in the whole entire world are glow sticks. So there are some in there for you. But the idea is that you would share some with the people who sit by you, too, so that they can celebrate as well. And so we've got some friends who are going to help us read and act out the parts. Congregation, if you thought you were off the hook just because you don't have a paper bag, think again. There will be plenty of opportunities for interaction. We will tell you what to do, so don't worry. Okay, so in just a minute, you're going to take a bag, no throwing elbows, right? All right, we're going to do this nicely. It's not going to look like Black Friday, right? Not going to look like that. We're going to be kind and help especially our young friends. So you are going to take a bag, and then you're going to go sit back down. But make sure you sit on the edge, because we'll call you back up when it's your turn according to your part, okay? Okay, so let's get up and nicely get a bag, okay? Excuse me, do you want an older or younger? You are 7? Okay. Well, do you want your older then? You be older. You're 4, then you take that one. Okay, we're good. You're 5, are you feeling older or younger today? Ooh, nope, they're not labeled, but give that one a try. I'm feeling confident. Another older. I think we've got, let's see, lots of younger ones. But don't worry. I think you might like that one. Okay. Okay. There we go. And let's see. Did everyone get one? Okay. Oh, was someone looking? You got that one? Okay. Oh, okay. And does anyone in the congregation want to dress up? You don't necessarily have to come forward. You can just, there you go. You can just play your part. You're good. You want one? You're good. Yes. Here you go. Here you go. Yes. I mean, I don't doubt here. Larry, you feeling it? Not feeling it? Okay. All right. Well, Dottie, of course. Here we go. I mean, if anything, just share the love of the glow sticks. Yep. Which one are you looking for? And be a shepherd. Okay. That's a better one. I agree. You want the glow sticks at least. Okay, got it? Take a bag, and share the glow sticks. There we go. I know you want one. There we go. I'm coming back this way. Okay, John, I think we're ready to sing. Everyone can sit back down. It looks like all our actors are ready, and hopefully glow sticks have been shared because we all need them. So let us act out the Christmas story together. In times past, whenever the people of God were oppressed or troubled or had gone astray, God would raise up for them a Savior who would rescue them from the oppression and restore their freedom as God's people. At the time of our story, it had been many long years since such a person had appeared. And the people were ruled by one foreign power after another, but the people did not forget King David, the shepherd boy from Bethlehem, who had gone on to become their greatest king. There we go. Nice job. And so the people were looking for a Messiah from the line of David, someone anointed by God as king who would restore them from all that was oppressing them and restore the kingdom of Israel. You guys are doing a good job. All right, now we're going to act out the story of Jesus' birth from the Gospel of Luke. So Mary, and I need angel number one. If you have angel number one bag, need you over there. Ready? Jen's gonna help you. Angel number, what? Excellent, excellent. There we go. Take a seat. And we're going to hear as Janice shares the first scripture reading.
The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Got to do this in my angel voice. "And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus."
So let's look and see what's happening in Nazareth. Mary, you want to come up? Right over there. That's Nazareth. There's Nazareth. Mary, are you doing some housework?
Yeah.
It looks like you are. Can you show us your housework? There we go. Broom, vacuum. She was sweeping and sweeping, sweeping in circles and singing to herself. Oh, Mary, what's that? Look, I think it's an angel. 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 There. Perfect. Mary looked up, and saw the angel, and she jumped. Woo! In surprise. And said, "Who are you?" And the angel looked at Mary, shook her head like this. Shook. That works too. Either way. And said, "Hello. I'm an angel of God, and I have an incredible offer just for you." You've heard of God, the maker of great things. Well, God is with you. And you're going to have a baby. And call him Jesus. Sweet. Whoa. And Mary looked up at that angel and said, "Sure." Thank you, Mary and angel. You may have a seat. And now the Gospel of Matthew tells the story a little bit differently. Now, and I need Joseph and angel number two. So wherever Joseph and angel number two are, wonderful, Joseph, angel number two, take a seat right there. Perfect. Can I have this? Could I have that? Thank you. Okay. All right. Carrie's going to read our second scripture.
When his mother, Mary, had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus."
Now, down the street from Mary, we find Joseph. Come out, Joseph.
Joseph.
Hard at work.
Oh, wait. No, you're working. Right here.
He is a carpenter. There he is now, hammering away, making something wonderful. Joseph picks up a piece of wood. Pick up a piece of wood, Joseph. And hammers in some nails. Then picks up another piece of wood, hammers some more nails in. Huh, that looks like a baby crib to me. Joseph, you may just want to hold on to that. While he was at work, some of the villagers, that's you, congregation, came up to him and said, "Hey, Joseph, Mary's pregnant."
Joseph, Mary's pregnant.
Joseph is shocked. He hits his hand with the hammer. Oh, Joseph, that's got to hurt. Joseph, you look tired. Are you tired? Yeah, maybe you should lay down and have a nap. Joseph lays down and falls asleep. Listen, you can hear him snore. Joseph is dreaming. Joseph is dreaming about an angel. Come on out, angel number two. Oh, wait. Oh, angel number two. Ooh. Joseph jumps up and says, "Who are you?" The angel asked, "Are you Joseph?" Joseph looks at the angel, confused, and answers, "Yes." The angel said, "Joseph, I've got an offer you can't refuse. You know God? Well, God thinks you're great, and you'd be a great dad to God's baby. Don't get mad at Mary, because she's going to have a very special baby. Things are going to be okay. God's going to take care of you." Maybe pat him on the back. Yeah, God's going to take care of you. "Don't be afraid. God is in control." "Thank you, angel number two. I think that Joseph will sleep better tonight. Have a seat up front, you two."
And in fact, Joseph did sleep better after that. He married Mary, and they were getting all ready for that new baby. But before long, something else happened that interrupted their lives. Donkey, innkeeper, would you please come right up front into the center? There we go. All right, you can just take a seat up there with them as we hear Jan read from the Gospel of Luke.
Now, the Gospel of Luke says that in those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered, and all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them at the inn.
We'll watch Mary and Joseph again. Come on up front, Mary, Joseph, and Donkey. Maybe right out front by the communion table. Mary and Joseph are getting ready for the trip to Bethlehem. Mary is packing a few last things as Joseph brings their donkey to the door. "Hello, donkey. How are things going? Are you ready for the long hike to Bethlehem? Mary, do you have everything?"
"Yeah."
"Great." Mary puts the bags on Donkey's back, and Mary, Joseph, and Donkey head out on their long walk. Down the aisle you go.
Donkey.
Take a walk around. Donkey, you might want to go out front there. It was a long walk. They walked through the waving wheat. Wave your arms, congregation. Be the waving wheat. They walked past the flowing rivers. Move like a river. And they walked through the windstorms. Make lots of wind sounds. Finally, Mary and Joseph made their way into Bethlehem. They look all around at this busy city. Joseph, did you by any chance make a reservation for tonight? No? Well, you better start asking people if you can stay with them.
Joseph and Mary walk around asking the villagers, "That's you, congregation," if they can stay with them. All the villagers shake their heads and say, "Nope, there's no room here.
No room.
No room here." Ask a couple more people. Does anybody have any room?
No room.
Oh no, Mary and Joseph, how are you feeling?
Hungry.
Mary, Joseph, and their donkey walk to the last inn and see the innkeeper. Come on up front, innkeeper. They ask if there's a room available. The innkeeper shakes their head and says, "Nope, no rooms." "Don't you know that all the rooms are gone in Bethlehem? But you can stay in the barn if you want." "Point to the barn where the manger is, innkeeper." "Great job. Take a seat." So Mary and Joseph and the donkey went to the barn. Mary had her baby. "Show us the baby, Mary."
Hold him up way high. Hold him up.
And then they laid baby Jesus in the manger. "Thank you, Mary, Joseph, and Donkey. Go ahead and take a seat up front. Now it's time to see what's happening right outside of Bethlehem. I need all the shepherds, sheep, and angels to come up front. Over by Melissa, come up front. Shepherds, sheep, and angels. All of our little ones. And maybe some older ones, too.
All the shepherd and sheep.
Come up front, and we will sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. Come on up.
All the shepherd and sheep and angels. The angels and shepherds, you can sit down. Stay where you are. Stay where you are, but sit down on the ground.
The Gospel of Luke continues the story by telling us, "In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger."
What a day Mary and Joseph have had. right outside of town on a lonely hill, but it doesn't look so lonely right now. But there they were, taking care of their sheep. So shepherds, if you want to stand up, just stand up where you are. And the sheep, they were just running all around, being crazy, saying, "Back, back, back. Come on, sheep, can I hear you? I see some big sheep. Do I hear the back, back?" There we go. And eventually the sheep started to fall asleep. Can I see the sheep fall asleep? Lay down, na night time for the sheep, na night time for the sheep. And those shepherds, so tired from chasing all the crazy sheep, they also lay down. Shepherds, lay down, take a nap. Good job, shepherds, you've earned the nap. And some of those shepherds even start to snore. There we go, snoring shepherds. And suddenly the angels appear. Appear, angels, jump, appear, woo! Some of the angels were having lightsaber duels, and others were nudging the shepherds to wake them up. Angels, without using your wands as weapons, can you just gently nudge those shepherds? And the shepherds, they jump up in fright too. Jump up, shepherds, if you can jump, don't hurt yourself. There we go. The angels said, "Do not be afraid. I am here to tell you some good news." Angels, good news. Good news. Good news. A baby is born who is the Messiah, and you will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger. And then in the sky, a whole lot of angels, multitudes of them, they started flapping their wings. Angels, flap your wings, flap your wings. And the shepherds, they just all look at each other like, what is going on? And the sheep look at each other, but we got to go find this baby. And so they all start to ask the town, "Have you seen a baby? Sheep and shepherds, have you seen a baby? Have you seen a baby? Have you seen..." Congregation, can you point to where the baby Jesus is? Where's the baby Jesus? All right, Mary and Joseph and Donkey, can you come stand by the baby Jesus? And the shepherds and the angels and the sheep, they all go to find Joseph and Mary and the donkey. And in front of them is a baby. Can you all let some of the tiny ones in to see the baby? You see them? Can we see the baby? Shh, we're looking at the baby. And while all of the shepherds and sheep and angels see the baby with Mary and Joseph, there are some wise men that are making their way up to the front and are going to come sit in this front pew. Sitting in the front pew, wise men. While we sit... It's just not much you can do about that. But we're going to sing. Let us sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Thank you.
congregation can sit down and the story's not over, so you all stay right up front as we hear from the Gospel of Matthew.
Now, in the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem asking, "Where is this child who's been born king of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and we've come to pay him homage." Now, when King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. Calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star. Oh, I forgot my star. And then they had seen it and its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw that star that had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on coming into the house, they saw Mary, the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Now, there were three wise people from the east who were stargazers.
Look up in the sky, kings.
Where are the three wise men? There we go.
One day, as they were looking in the sky, a star appeared. The wise men wanted to see what such a special star meant, so they began their journey following the star. "Walk around the church, wise men." They walked past a field of waving wheat.
"Wave your arms, congregation."
They walked by a flowing river. And they walked through a blowing desert. Everybody make wind sounds. The star led them all the way to Bethlehem. The wise men asked the townspeople if they have seen a baby. "Point to the baby, congregation." The wise men walked to the barn. The barn is filled with Mary, Joseph, donkey, the shepherds, and the sheep. The three wise people approach and give the baby gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Give the gifts. That's the Christmas story, everybody. Let's sing "Away in a Manger" to celebrate baby Jesus.
Thank you.
right, so everybody up front with a costume, please come place your costumes under the tree. You're going to receive a gift, and then you're going to go sit with your family.
You can keep the glow sticks. Those are for everyone. Yeah.
That's glow sticks.
Children this morning are receiving little compasses, as our theme this Advent has been this way to Bethlehem, so to help them find their way to Bethlehem. This morning we hold in prayer Jerry and Pam Crandall as their daughter continues her battle with cancer. This morning, we also pray for Sally Christensen, whose mom died this week. And also printed in your bulletin, you will also see the cares and concerns of the congregation. But ask that you all pray for those who are dealing with loss, with mental illness, with struggles with families and friends, and loneliness, O God. Please join me in a time of prayer. We have waited for a long time for your hope, your joy, your love to shine in the darkness of this world, Almighty God. Even now in our gathering here, we wait for you. In our hearts, we still hope your light will blaze forth, guiding all people back to you. But you did not come into the world in a show of power and glory and perfection. You did not shine forth for all creation to behold, but a tiny spark, a newborn baby, visible to parents and curious animals, energetic angels, and wonderful shepherds, all at the prompting of a star. Open our hearts, merciful God, to the sparks of your presence still in this world. Open our eyes that we might behold your presence in the least likely of places, among the least likely of people. God with us, kindle your spark in us, that together we may shine forth your light and continue in the joy of this Christmas miracle. Emmanuel, in this world, God, you are with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you.
gather in this place to celebrate with and as children. Captivated, the joy, the light, and the love of this moment, go into this world now and sing. Sing of God's presence and light that shines in this world now and always. Alleluia. Amen.